Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. Well, we've done a little dream work today, which is actually one of my favorite topics. I really like talking about dreams just because they're endlessly fascinating. And as I said, I truly believe it's us whispering in our own ear. And there's a whole kind of valence around dreams that's pretty interesting. I'm going to tell you about, I had to tell you about two things which I thought were funny, and then I'll tell you about today in history and all that kind of stuff. I mentioned yesterday that I had gone to the store to get a replacement battery for my smoke detector and was somewhat surprised. Wasn't really outraged to begin with. I was surprised that it cost $10. And just out of curiosity, I went online, and it turns out, God bless Amazon, you could get 8 for $10. Same battery. New. So I decided today that even though I talked about it on the air yesterday, that companies, especially online companies, but every company gets so many complaints. Customer service seldom hears a cheerful word. So I decided I was going to send them off an email. So I just went to Amazon.com. They had sent me something saying your order is being shipped. So I sent back saying, hey, listen, thanks. You know, it was great. I talked about it on the air yesterday. You rock. And they sent me back this very nice email saying, this is the wrong address. If you have a complaint, go to this address. And it had a whole list of things to do. If you want to change your order, if your order hasn't come, essentially different ways of complaining. It took me almost a half hour, which at some point I was just about to give up of thinking, all I'm trying to do is tell them they did a good job on something. And it was not easy. I mean, I'm not stupid, and I'm not computer illiterate. I'm not necessarily a genius at it, but it took a half hour before I could figure out a way to just send them a compliment. So, number one, a lot of websites, if you look at them, in the old days they used to have contact us. Now they don't, because most of the contact, I assume, was negative. So it should be easier to tell people when they did a good... There should be a website or an app that says thank you, that has a list of all the all these companies, and all you have to do is find the company, and they'll send a thank you. I know, it's not profitable. They're probably not going to do it. Okay, although a huge number of companies now send you, we'll give you something off if you evaluate your experience. Because customer satisfaction is obviously important. Alrighty, so that was number one. Number two, and I sort of feel I was in a thank you mood today. And as you guys know, I went to Rice, and I went to do graduate work at Northeastern. And Northeastern has historically put out this great alum magazine that's informative, and it's always about Northeastern grads. But instead of just being, it's just great. It talks about science or math or all different, whatever their research is, and it's well-written, and you feel like you're getting sort of some new information, and I've shared some on the program when there's something scientific or whatever. Rice, on the other hand, God bless it, much smaller student body, admittedly, puts out a brag report a couple times a year that says, oh, look what all our students are doing. Look at all the awards they've gotten. Look at all the professors who've gotten all this stuff, which I suppose it's good to feel that you went to a place that is well-regarded, but not very interesting, and it's always seemed like it was very self-serving. Until now. And yesterday I got, in fact, maybe it was 2 days ago, I got this great magazine that was fascinating. It has a runner who graduated from Rice who spent a year running all over the globe and talking about the different strategies and the different psychologies and the different diets. It was absolutely fascinating. I'm not a runner. I used to be, but not anymore. But it was interesting and well written. There was talking about kids doing 2 weeks of biology in the Caribbean and a guy flying a Gossamer plane. It was fascinating. So I was really delighted about it and wrote, found the name of the editor and wrote and said, great job. You know, it's really interesting. You did a great job. She wrote me back a thank you note, which is very nice. And I think the first thing I got was an automatic response that said she was on vacation. So then I got another response that said, thanks for the feedback. And she misspelled my name. Think about that. A magazine editor. That was one of the lessons that Rice taught me. It was before Rice. It was when I was in junior high school working on the newspaper, and I misspelled somebody's name, and I got laid out in lavender for it. Said, it's easy to find. And this was before the Internet. It's probably before paper and pencil. No, it's not that. I mean, people were not writing on clay tablets. Trust me, I'm not that old. But they said that misspelling somebody's name is never acceptable because you can always find out how to spell the name. All you have to do is ask them. She didn't even have to ask. My email address has got my name spelled correctly on it, which was stupid. I should have used another email address, but nevertheless. So here was a dilemma. Do I say anything? And I finally decided that if I could praise her, which I did, and had to go to a little bit of trouble, and I didn't misspell her name, that she should know. I said, thanks very much, you misspelled Brown. And I said, but you're on vacation, so it's neutralized, which is my nice way of saying, you're in the business of accuracy. How could you misspell my name, especially when it's right in front of you? And I was just careless. So that's my... Today is Forgive Your Foe Friday. I don't really have foes, but forgiveness yesterday was what, make up with your, or say I'm sorry, something like that. It was on a more personal level. This is, do you have foes? Let's ask on the internet, do you have any foes that Friday is, not foe like F-A-U-X, like fake, foe like enemy.
F-O-E.
F-O-E.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Forgive your foe Friday. Could be Faux Friday, could be Thursday. That was a pun. Pay no attention. Make your own luck day. Certainly agree with that. Musical yoga day. I've never done musical yoga. Although yoga quite often has chanting behind it. And certainly during Shavasana, they play music. It's Cherry Popsicle Day, my personal favorite. It's National Dog Day, which I actually knew. It's National Dog Day. It's National Toilet Paper Day. Thank goodness. But most importantly of all, this is the day in 1920. Do you know what happened on 1920 in this day? Blake, you've done really well this week.
Nope. Sorry.
Oh, Blake, this one I was sure you'd know. Well, I suppose there's a good reason not to. It's the 19th Amendment. Women have the right to vote today.
Okay.
Your girlfriend. Blake's getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hard to tell people?
Yeah,
I just did. I won't tell them when. one of my producers, came to me and he said, I'm getting engaged. He was talking about moving in with his girlfriend. And I said, you know, we talked about it and what the good news was and bad news. And he said, I'm going to ask her to marry me. And I said, when? He said, I can't tell you. And I said, why not? And he said, I know you wouldn't tell, but there's no one in my life where millions of people could know simultaneously if you forgot. So he didn't tell me. But I, you know, I would not. I probably should have checked with you first. I didn't tell them when.
No, that's fine. You can tell them.
But it's great. It's great. All right. So it's National Women's Equality Day. I think HBO is doing. I think it's HBO is doing a special called Equal Means Equal, and it's a terrific documentary. I'm going to see if I can get the director on to talk about the fact there is nothing in the Constitution that actually talks about women. Nothing at all. Let me read you what the 19th Amendment says. I'll tell you when I come back. But it basically just says you can't discriminate for people voting on the basis of sex. There's nothing in the Constitution that protects I'll read it to you when I come back. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched, like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I know this is the day where we usually do what's broken, let's fix it, but we're not going to do one today. So you have a little more time to call me if you'd like to. And hopefully you're not terribly disappointed. We've got what's happened is I'm not willing to just put something in there and that everybody's been on, as anybody who works in the media can tell you, August is kind of a tough time to get people to get guests. Everybody's on vacation, so I just decided I'm not willing to sort of just dump something in there. If we had something specific to what's going on now, that we'd put it in, but we're not going to do it today. So if that's your favorite part of the program, you can go and listen to last week's podcast or next week's. Okay, because we'll have it on, and we're scheduled for a whole bunch of new interviews coming up in September, so that'll be good. 855-993-7569. Yeah, getting people in August is not the world's easiest thing to do. Okay, so I was going to read you the 19th Amendment. Not to distract myself. Wait a minute, it's really alarming. There is no definition. The word woman is not mentioned in our Constitution at all, not once. And you'd think with the 19th Amendment it would be, right? Gave women the right to vote. But, and 51% of the country are women. It actually took 41 years for the 19th Amendment to be passed. For it to be approved, and then a couple of years to get it enacted. So it was first introduced in 1878 and was ratified on the August 18th, but it didn't become law until today. All right, here's what the text of the 19th Amendment, which is the only thing that even begins to approach any rights for women, and doesn't say women. The rights of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. That's all it says. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. It's a scandal. This country has one of the worst human rights records with respect to women of any country, including not having maternity leave. Well, we talked about that before. We'll talk about it again. Alrighty. And yes, I'm a woman, but if women don't have rights, then the rights of everybody else are a bit diminished. You know, the human rights are human rights. Human. In fact, somebody went to court to sue for dogs being considered humans. I found that, to be quite honest, a bit irritating. I mean, I understand his point of view, kinda. But we got enough trouble with humans giving humans rights. I don't know that we want to expand the term so that, I mean, corporations are now can have rights. All right, yep. We'll do that. We'll talk about that some other time. Okay, today in 1346, this is fascinating to me. First of all, who knows if it actually happened today, but we'll, for purposes of this discussion, we'll agree. The military supremacy of the English longbow over the French combination of crossbow and armored knights is established. Think about that for a moment. You can understand the arms race, which has been going on for, 750 years?
Basically.
Well, 670 years. Yeah. Because the English had an advancement. They had the longbow over the crossbow. So they won. All right, so you can understand that arms race has been going on forever. It's probably the guy who figured out a stick with a stone attached to it was better than just a stone because you could be a little farther away. Human beings, geez Louise. On this day in 1944, Charles de Gaulle enters Paris. In 1970, on this day, the new feminist movement led by Betty Friedan leads a nationwide women's strike for equality. Well, that was certainly effective. Not really. The ERA needs, I think it's 38 votes or 39 votes to pass. Closest it's ever come is 35. Amazing. In 1977, the Charter of the French Language is adopted by the National Assembly of Quebec, still causing problems and separatist issues in Canada. On this day in 1978, Albino Luciano, name ring familiar, not to most of us, was elected as Pope John Paul I. Albino Luciani. On this day in 1980, I'm not sure why I sort of like this, but it's sort of a bizarre but kind of strangely interesting kind of thing. John Burgess plants a bomb at Harvey's Resort Hotel in State Line, Nevada. I don't know exactly why. We can probably find out. And the FBI inadvertently detonated the bomb trying to get rid of it. It was a Hungarian immigrant from Clovis, California. He flew Luftwaffe during World War II, was captured and sentenced to 25 years of hard labor in a Russian gulag. He was then released after about 8 years. He was returned to Hungary. He immigrated to the United States, built a successful landscaping business, but he had a gambling problem. Not surprising, it was in Las Vegas. He lost a large amount of money and prompted the bomb plot. His gambling debt and experience with explosives were primary pieces of evidence linking him to the Lake Tahoe bombing. But he was actually a millionaire at the time. He was attempting to extort $3 million from the casino, claiming he had lost $750,000 gambling there. The FBI went to the spot they believed to be the ransom drop, but due to vague directions, Burgess was waiting at a different location. No money was ever paid. The bomb was cleverly built and virtually tamper-proof. The ransom note said that the bomb could not be disarmed even by the bomb builder, but if paid $3 million, he would give instructions on which combination of switches would allow the bomb to be moved and remotely detonated. The FBI determined it would take 4 men to move it, and there was no way to know if the bomb was truly disarmed or safe to move. They decided the bomb would have to be disarmed in the hotel. All the guests and their belongings were evacuated from the hotel, and the gas main was shut off. After studying the bomb, this is like a movie, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Totally could be a movie.
Weird, but after studying the bomb for more than a day through x-rays, bomb technicians decided that although there were warnings from the bomb maker that a shock would trigger the device, the best hope of disarming it was by separating the detonators from the dynamite. The technicians thought this could be accomplished using a shaped charge of C4. It failed. The dynamite had been placed in the top box containing the detonation circuit. The bomb destroyed much of the casino, although no one was injured. And there's a picture of it. A damaged explosion broke many of the windows in the adjoining hotel as well. Be a great movie. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. I just wanted to finish up the John Burgess story, which somebody should write up. It's actually John Burgess Sr., although John Burgess Jr. has probably changed his name by now. Maybe not. He was investigated as a possible suspect due to his white van. Vans have a long history of implicating people, don't they? Being identified as being there at the time of the bombing, he was eventually arrested based on a tip. One of his sons had revealed to his then-girlfriend that his father had placed a bomb in Harvey's. The moral of the story, don't tell your kids squat.
Right.
After the two broke up, dun, dun, dun. She was on a date with another man when they heard about a reward for information, and she informed her new boyfriend about Burgess, and he called the FBI.
Uh-oh.
Beware, don't tell your kids squat. Don't tell your girlfriend squat. And don't tell your new boyfriend about your old boyfriend, his father. Okay, so we there's some lessons here. He built one of the largest bombs the FBI had ever seen from dynamite he had stolen from construction sites in Fresno, California. He was convicted and sentenced to life in prison without parole. In 1996, at the age of 74, he died of liver cancer, 16 years and a day after the bombing. According to FBI experts, his bomb remains the most complex improvised explosive device ever created, and a replica of the machine, as the extortionists call it, is still used in FBI training. Fascinating story,
wow.
Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
We call it, what would we call it? Bombs Away, I don't know.
You could just use his last name.
Burgess.
There you
it's
go.
Spelled, yeah, it's spelled B-I-R-G-E-S. I mean, but think about it. I mean, the early life, he flew for the Luftwaffe. He was Hungarian. He was in a prison camp. I mean, it's really a fascinating story. Maybe I should write it up. I don't know, it just absolutely fascinates me. Speaking of nothing in particular, this is also the day that Boeing's all-new composite airliner received certification in 2011. You didn't want to know that, did you? You didn't want to know that the plane doesn't have, doesn't have metal in it. It's all composite. You don't want to know that. I didn't want to know that either. It turns out this is kind of a horrifying day. In the, I don't know if this has ever happened before. I know that there was a woman who committed suicide on camera. There's a new film about her, which I just saw, that's called Kate Plays Christine, which is really kind of creepy and really sort of, what's the word I want, smudges the line between reality and fiction. Be out in a couple weeks. I'll tell you about it then. Because this was the day in 2015 in Virginia, two U.S. journalists were shot and killed by a disgruntled former coworker while conducting a live report. Well, a journalist has gotten significantly more dangerous. And some piece of good news. Here's my good news for the day. Orlando hospitals will not bill survivors of the Pulse nightclub shooting. Good for them, don't you think?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and Orlando is not necessarily a city that's known for its willingness to embrace diversity, but they've certainly stepped up to the plate here. I think they did a great job.
Oh yeah.
This is the day that the PDF scam happened, which in the Philippines, the product Priority Development Assistance Fund. Misuse of by several members of the Congress of the Philippines, called Pork Barrel, a lump sum discretionary fund granted to each member of Congress for spending on priority development projects. It was exposed in 2013, about a month or so before this, with a six-part expose pointing to businesswoman Janet Liam Naples, I guess, as the scam's mastermind. See, this is another great movie. Not quite as interesting, but politicians being corrupt. Yawn. After Ben-Hur, that's his actual name, Ben-Hur K. Louie, her second cousin and former personal assistant, was rescued by agents of the National Bureau of Investigation 4 months after he was detained by her at her unit at the... was detaining her, initially centering on her involvement in the fertilizer fund scam. The government investigation has since expanded to cover her involvement in a wider scam involving everything else. They assume $10 billion. $10 billion has been diverted to Nepal's participating members of Congress and other government officials. $900 million in royalties earned from the gas field was also lost to the scam. It's provoked public outrage. Calls being made on the Internet for popular protest to demand the abolition and the order to arrest her. always great stories of scams. I mean, the internet has really changed things. But do you realize in both of these stories you're talking about people being disgruntled?
Yeah.
In fact, all three stories, the shooting as well, they're all three about being disgruntled. I guess the point being, in order to have a safer world, no one should be disgruntled.
Basically.
I guess that's okay. All right, speaking of disgruntled, one of our stories that caused some disgruntlement is an ad on campus for two students. It was one woman in particular who advertised for a POC, person of color, roommate, and the fuss it caused. So let's hear what people... I mean, look, it would seem to me that was a really kind of stupid thing to do, I suppose. She could have put herself up on the picture, and she is African-American, is it the other roommate. But I guess she decided she didn't want to see a whole lot of people that she wasn't going to put in. She said she needed to feel safe, which is an alarming kind of thought in and of itself. All right, so let's see what people said about this.
Let's go. Boyd says, that's fine. I think you should have much more ability to choose who you share a dwelling with than what the government says you can.
No, that's not the issue. The issue is you can choose anybody you want. You just can't use their age, their sex, their race, or their religion as a reason to deny them.
Right, exactly.
So you have to just say, I just don't think we're compatible.
Marge,
you didn't pass the credit check.
Marge says, imagine if the ad was reversed.
Yeah, equally offensive. The thing is, if they said, I don't want someone who's a vegan, okay? Which, again, is not against the law, but because that, how are you going to know that? You're going to have to ask somebody that, although it's not against the law at this moment yet, unless you're in Italy, to be a vegan. But the point being that you can tell what somebody's race is, more or less, and if you can't tell, what's the big deal? So it just seemed to me, inflammatory for no particular reason except efficiency. All right, keep going.
Lastly, we have Jeffrey here. Jeffrey says, I'm not sure. Do these people live on campus property? Do civil rights laws apply in a student situation, in a room rental situation? I would be curious to know. Personally, I do not agree with these particular people. I have shared platonic quarters with non-blacks, but I cannot decide what's right for others. Interesting, but sad, in my opinion.
Good. I think, well spoken, that there are a whole lot of reasons to like or dislike somebody as a roommate, but I'm not sure the color of their skin is very high up. And saying, I want to feel safe, you do a credit check, you ask for references, but why does safety rest with one group or another? She might say female wanted. Again, apparently this is not campus housing, it's off campus. But the university responded negatively. They were not happy about this. No one's done a follow-up story to see if she actually got a roommate. But it would be, think about it, if you said looking for a female roommate, in theory, that isn't okay because it's discriminating on the basis of sex. But it's certainly not unusual to say would prefer a female roommate, and three women living together, maybe, I mean, other than three's company, that might not want a man. And John Ritter had to pretend he was gay to live with two women and keep it up, which is exhausting. I don't know. The government, if it's government housing, there's no question it's illegal. If you're asking for government, if it's on college campus that's supported by the by government funds, it's illegal. But are people allowed to do this? I mean, it may be somewhat bigoted, but should it be illegal? I mean, they're really not talking about, well, they're talking about being disgruntled. I don't think anybody's talking about it being illegal yet. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All righty. So, how about a program director here?
Yeah, let's do it. We have one from Stephanie here. Stephanie says, how to broach my subject of my 17-year-old daughter's weight problem. She's about 35 pounds overweight and appears to not care enough to eat less. I tried having the family doctor say something, but with privacy issues, I don't know what was said, and in any event, it did not work. Would a serious bribe work? She knows she is overweight, and I'd like to help her this last year of high school while she still is at home.
Okay. Weight is, it sounds like you probably don't have a weight problem. So, which means it's very likely that her father does. So be careful you don't, if I had to guess for this, and there's not a whole lot of information on which to guess, but that you and dad are separated or divorced, and dad's the one who gave her the fat gene. And, but understand, you live in the land of the mirror. So you never tell somebody something negative that they don't know, because they already know it. She lives in a society where women are encouraged to be skinny, and to be abnormally skinny. So the fact that she's eating, rather than sort of focus on her weight, I would focus on what you think is the problem for her. Is it that she's afraid of boys, and so eating gives her literally a buffer? She figures nobody will be interested in her. Has there been any sexual molestation in her past? Is she unhappy? Does she use food in lieu of friendship as a way of making herself feel better? It would be really helpful to know more about your daughter. But what I guarantee will not work is nagging her. It just won't. And or raising her eyebrows or looking disgruntled when she overeats. The good news is, hopefully, that she's moving away from home as soon as she graduates from high school, and either will go to college or get a job or get a whatever. And then she, it may be that part of that food has become a political issue between the two of you. That she's overeating because you know it makes you unhappy. It may be that you're more svelte than she is and prettier than she is, and she figures if she can't compete, she might as well not even bother to try, and that this is a way of getting attention. It would really be helpful to know a lot more about the family situation and structure than I have here. But you have one thing in your email that I really want to focus on as positive, which is the notion of bribery, of saying to her, listen, and saying you're a beautiful girl, you know, boys would like you if you're skinny. She knows all this, and she's 17, which is not an easy age to begin with. But saying to her, I'm your mom, and I care about you, and I just don't think that being overweight is going to make you very happy, or doesn't make you very happy, or how do you feel about your body? In other words, asking her questions rather than making pronouncements. Because what she's hearing is you think she's ugly, you think she's fat, you think she's unattractive. And she is very likely already beating herself up about those very issues anyway. So instead of saying that, what you might say is, at some point, if you decide that you want to lose some weight and you can figure out how you want to do it, because she's smart, and I'm sure, and she has the internet, she can Google weight loss, that all she has to do is pick up a women's magazine. There are always, women's magazines always have clothes on skinny women, recipes, and diets. I mean, think about the message that they're sending to American women, especially on the day that 19th Amendment was finally passed. So, say to her, if at some point you decide you want to lose some weight, you tell me what I can do to help, and I'm perfectly willing to pay for whatever, whether it's a gym or an exercise program or a trainer or a nutritionist or special food, or you tell me, or camp. And I'm willing to bribe you for a dollar a pound or however you want to do it. You just let me know. And then you have to say nothing more at all. And you can say that to her. Here's my deal with you. And I would put it in writing because she's otherwise, neither of you are going to remember it. And that way she can pull out the piece of paper when you're, if you forget it, of I love you as you are. You're a great human being, and figuring out what about her you like is you're really smart. You've got a great sense of humor. You've got great friends. You're a terrific daughter. You're a great athlete. You're a great student. You sneeze beautifully. Whatever it is that you can find to say about her. And when you're ready, if at some point you're ready to lose weight, you come to me, and I will bribe you in whatever way you'd like. But I'm not going to buy you a Porsche. Or maybe you will buy a Porsche. But then, from now on, from this day forward, I promise you, I will not mention your weight even once. And if I do so, I will give you $10 on the spot. And I can hear you gasping but I'm her mother and I love her and she's overweight. I got it. But as you point out, what you're doing is not only not effective, it's counterproductive and it's insulting and it's making both of you unhappy. So stop doing it. So that's what I would do. Offer her a bribe when she's ready. And the two of you can actually work out the bribe. You, that might be kind of fun of saying, all right, what do you suggest when we can actually put it in the contract when you're ready of what the bribe is? But from now on, if I even mention your weight or look askance, I will give you $10 on the spot. And then leave her alone. She has the rest of her life to worry about her weight and to figure out what she's going to do about it. But the issue is not the weight per se. It's why the weight, what she's doing, what's important to her at this moment. And knowing the role of parent is not really to be a critic. It's to be a cheerleader, to say, here's what you're doing well. How can I support you in this? Tell me what I can do to be helpful to you or make your life better. Okay. And I agree. I mean, I hear that you're not crazy about her weight, but neither is she. And she'll take care of it when she's ready. And it may be that when she moves away from home, one of the fascinating pieces of research is that bedwetters, it turns out that about 13% of all boys over the age of 10 are still bedwetters, and about 8-9% of girls over the age of 10. So it's a very common problem. When kids leave home, they stop being bedwetters. And you think, well, gee. And sometimes it's at camp. Sometimes it's sleepovers. You think, well, gee, but this is a neurological issue. Clearly, not exclusively. All righty. 855-993-7569. All right, so what have I got here? Like 30 seconds?
Yeah, about that.
All right, so we're going to sing the Star Spangled Banner. Do you want to talk about when you're getting married?
Yeah, I'm actually getting married. The ceremony's on the 10th, and we leave for Vegas on the 7th.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Are you a gambler?
No, I've actually never been to a casino in my life.
Well, Vegas is really kind of cool in that everything, well, it used to be. It's not quite as much, but everything is really cheap. Like, food's really cheap. Drinks are really cheap. Entertainment's really cheap because they figure they'll take your money at the casino.
Right.
So there you go. Alrighty, congratulations. 855-993-7569. We want pictures. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.